time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening and welcome to Bearcat Arena, the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team with the home opener tonight as they take on Quincy University. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, a good night to come out and see this women's team and meet a lot of new players.
No doubt about that, as Coach Michael Smith did a good job over the offseason recruiting. Got three new players in the starting lineup, and it's going to take a little while for everything to come together, especially with the practice of where they had a few injuries during the practice time, but they're bringing in some exciting players. I think it's going to be a fun team to watch this upcoming season.
And games like this, the non-conference season, very important. The newcomers that he has brought in are very talented players, but gaining experience playing with new teammates is very important, and that's what this part of the year is all about.
No doubt about it. It's important early in the season now, a little bit more so than maybe in past years where the conference season won't get started till the first part of January. But you really get right into the heart of the conference season early. So when you have a non-conference game such as tonight with Quincy, you want to take advantage of that, get a lot of players on the floor, get used to playing basketball here at Bearcat Arena, and really get them to become a part of Bearcat basketball.
Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University in a women's matchup here from Bearcat Arena tonight. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealthstfrancis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
I like basketball. Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back at Bearcat Arena, getting set for a women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. And John, we'll get a good gauge tonight with how far this Northwest women's team has come. As we talked with Michael Smith, he expects them to be at a much farther starting point. Last year against Quincy at Quincy was a major struggle, and a lot of the players for Quincy that played in that game are back this year.
And last year might have been one of the low points of the season. Northwest, especially offensively, just had a hard time putting the ball through the hoop, especially in the second half. And I think if it's a good gauge, as you mentioned, to be able to see where they are compared to that matchup a year ago. Quincy's already got a couple games under their belt with a couple of wins against a couple good teams in Northern Michigan and Grand Valley State. Northwest coming off losses over the weekend to Augustana and South Dakota and Sioux Falls. But again, I think this is a much more talented roster that the Bearcats have. And again, it's just how soon will things start to come together. And I think, as you say, if they can do it against a team like Quincy where they struggled a year ago, you can really get a good gauge of maybe what's going to be in front of this Bearcat women's team here in the next few weeks.
Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University, our women's matchup tonight. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Michael Smith. We'll do it right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at NationalInvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to the pregame show before tonight's home opener for Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team as they take on Quincy. Joining us now is head coach Michael Smith. And, Coach, you've had a chance to see your team a couple of games up north in South Dakota. What were some of the biggest lessons learned once you got on the game floor?
Well, I think, you know, especially with us being as young as we are, I think we kind of got the understanding that, you know, our scouting report, et cetera, is extremely important. You know, for a lot of these kids, they've never even done a scouting report before, you know, especially one back-to-back, you know, back-to-back games and things like that. But attention to detail comes to mind a lot, because when you're playing against two quality teams like we did up there, you know, that are experienced and have a lot of upperclassmen, you know, both teams up there are going to do really well in the Northern Sun Conference. They're just going to pour it on you. And, you know, with our youngins, I like to say, you know, they just they haven't really caught on to the sense of urgency yet, you know, and that's going to take some time. I mean, we've got a young group. We've got a lot of new faces. And, you know, I've been told many times by a lot of mentors I've had that experience is the best teacher. And you don't get any experience unless you just go out and play them, because it's really, really hard to simulate and practice what's going to happen from a completely different team in a game, you know. And and we got a good taste of it. I mean, I think it opened up a lot of eyes. It opened up a lot of returners' eyes, too, as far as how we're really counting on some of them for, you know, more vocal leadership, as well as lead by example. So, and all in all, am I happy that we lost two games? Absolutely not. I'm especially not happy the way that we lost them. But I think more than anything, it opened up our eyes so our kids can understand, you know, how important it is to listen to the coaching staff, listen to the scouting report, watch film, and play every possession, because every possession is so important when you're going against a good team like we did up north. So it's nice to be back home though in Bearcat Arena tonight.
A lot of the things you're touching on, especially with the new players, are kind of off-court preparation type things like that. I would guess that for those players it also have to be a big adjustment just with the athletes they're going against, that they're all better than maybe the best on the opposing team, maybe at their high school. Is there on-court adjustments as well?
You know, there is. And the thing is it seemed like it took three or four plays before we caught on to things, you know. And, again, that's just from Well, that wasn't like that last year. Talking about a young, you know, a younger kid, whether it be a junior college transfer or a high school kid from a senior year, you know, we try to explain to them that it's a completely different level of basketball. It's different, as you mentioned, the talent level is phenomenal because those kids are hand chosen at this level, you know, but I really like our kids, Matt. I think our fans are going to, as the season goes on, I really think we're going to mature. I think, honestly, we'll take some big steps tonight, you know, for that. And I think that, you know, Bearcat fans, as I mentioned, are really going to enjoy watching this team play because we've got kids that can play, do multiple things. They play multiple positions. You know, we've gone out and, you know, I think really touched on some areas that we were lacking last year. We've got really good depth. The thing is this young depth. You know, we're going to take it game by game, practice by practice. We've had some really good practices. Our kids are competing, and now it's just getting them to carry it over to 40 minutes of basketball.
One word that you've used this week, and I know you've used it before, that I really like is process. But it seems like as you're going to work through this process, you're at a really good starting point. You're at a good point to get through that, maybe compared to even last year.
Yeah, I do, because I think, you know, last year at times we were counting on people, and we were banged up a lot, it seemed like, last year. And we just didn't have a lot of depth, you know, at certain positions last year. And we've been banged up this preseason. We've kind of had a couple of seniors, our only two seniors that have been banged up quite a bit. And they're both back finally healthy. Now, they're not 100% yet because they're still trying to, you know, knock off the rust and get, you know, develop that chemistry with all these new kids. But I think, again, once we get going on that, it's, I do believe that some good things that can come out of this group. I really do.
You talked about the good competition you saw in South Dakota tonight. A lot of the same. They've got some experience coming back. What do you expect from Quincy tonight?
Well, yeah, I do. You know, I look at Quincy as, you know, they're a team they don't have any superstars. They've got five kids that are capable of getting 10 to 12 to 14 points each. They work together well. But, again, that goes back to a lot of those kids out there have been playing together for 2, 3, 4 years, you know, and you know, people don't realize we've got two seniors. Timbershek and Jersey, the only senior that's been here 4 years, you know, and now I finally feel like her and I have the type of communication that we need and the understanding. We're going in our third year together, you know, and you know, Taylor Schultz going in her second year. You know, we went through a lot of back and forth last year, and I think her and I have made tremendous strides. So we're, you know, Shelby Mustang's the only junior that has been here, you know, for going on her third year. So you're looking at two kids that have only been here 2+ years under me at this, and it shows. I mean, I'm not saying that in a bad way. It shows at times because we're still trying to understand each other with a lot of these new kids, and that's only going to take time. But as I mentioned, it's been a great preseason. I've been excited for this moment to get back to Bearcat and play. You know, I don't know how we're going to play. I know we're going to play hard because that's what our kids have been doing. They've been playing hard. And our fans, I know, are going to enjoy that. And as I mentioned, as long as we can get a little better each game, you know, Coach T says all the time, you can't stay the same. You're either going to get better or you're going to get worse. And I feel like we're going to get better.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
At Arena, getting ready for tonight's women's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. Look at our starting lineups. First for the Hawks of Quincy and their head coach, Jenny Garber. They come in with a 2-0 record. Maggie Cunningham is a 5'9" senior guard out of Peoria, Illinois. She averages 9 points and 4.5 rebounds a game, but leads the team with 16 assists through two games so far this year. Nakia Edom is a 5'7" junior guard out of Romeoville, Illinois. Transferred to the program from Murray State, and she averages 12.5 points and a half rebound a game for Quincy. Kara Gervis is a 5'10" senior forward out of Cincinnati, Ohio. She leads the team in scoring, coming in averaging 16.5 points through the first two games of the year. She also pulls down 6.5 rebounds a game. Monica Webster is a 5'10" sophomore forward out of Springfield, Illinois. Averages 9 points and a team-high 7 rebounds a game. And Carly Beebe rounds out the starting lineup for Quincy University tonight. Beebe, a 5'9" senior guard from Vermont, Illinois, averages 5 points and 1 rebound a game. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Michael Smith, coming in with that 0-2 mark after their first weekend of play last weekend. Starters for Smith tonight, Taryn Scholl, the younger sister of Taylor Scholl. Taryn is a 6-foot sophomore out of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Transfers in this year after spending some time at St. Bonaventure. Averages 1 point and a half a rebound a game. Tonight will be her first start as a Bearcat. Tanya Meyer is a 5'10" sophomore forward out of Sioux City, Iowa. Averaging 13 points a game, leading the team there. She had a career-high 22 points in just 21 minutes of play against Sioux Falls this past weekend. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" senior guard out of Manila, Iowa, coming in averaging 9 points and a team-high 7.5 rebounds a game. She comes off of a season last year where she led Northwest in both field goal percentage and 3-point field goal percentage. Arbery Benson is a 5'9" freshman guard out of Omaha and Benson High School, making her first start as a Bearcat tonight. She averages 1.5 points and a half rebound a game for Northwest. And rounding out the starting lineup is Jasmine Howe. Howe, a 5'8" junior guard out of Millicent, Australia, averaging 6.5 points and 5 rebounds a game for Northwest. So Coach Smith going with Taryn Scholl, Meyer, Schechinger, Benson, and Howe in tonight's home opener for the Bearcats. Take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off of tonight's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. It's right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry, Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken, as well as sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, just a couple of minutes away from the start of tonight's women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and Quincy University. Just a single game tonight here at Bearcat. Let's pause here. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, if you get out and see your first women's game of the season, you're going to notice a lot of changes this year. Matter of fact, officially in the rule book, there's like 5 pages worth of changes in women's basketball, but a lot of those have to do with uniform and stuff like that. But the major changes you'll notice are 10-minute quarters in women's basketball, so 4 quarters of play for women instead of the 2 halves of basketball. And fouls will also be something major that you will notice. There will no longer be a one-and-one opportunity in women's basketball. Once a team hits 5 fouls in a quarter, the opponent will shoot 2 free throws from there on out. No more one-and-one. And then at the end of each quarter, those fouls go back to 0, and it's 5 fouls per quarter or 5 and above. So a few changes on court that fans will notice right away.
No doubt about that. Another change will be in the fourth quarter, under a minute in the fourth quarter, on the inbounds after timeouts will go into the front court. So they'll no longer have to take the ball the full length of the floor in the final minute of the fourth quarter or in overtime. So just a few changes that they say is designed to maybe enhance the flow of the women's basketball game.
And we're set to go. Meyer will win the tip as she gets it back to Timber Schechinger. Northwest will work left to right in the first quarter. Over to the right side on the wing is Taryn Scholl. She'll work it to Schechinger, top of the key. Swings around to the left side for Benson. She'll dribble it to the top of the key, bring it back over to the left side. Howell with it there. Bounce pass down low, Meyer. Kick out to Benson. She'll go on a drive. Now into the right corner. Schechinger open, a 3 on the way, and that one in and out. And the rebound for Quincy as Maggie Cunningham comes out of there with it for the Hawks. Over to the left side on the wing, gets it for Beebe. She'll put up a 3 right away. No good. Long rebound tipped away from Howell, but she'll chase down the loose ball and get the outlet to Aubrey Benson. Benson sets the offense to Meyer, top of the key, left side Scholl. That's Taryn Scholl. She'll dribble it a couple of times, give it up to Howell at top. Now to the right side for Benson on the wing. Gets a screen from Meyer. Tries to get through a double team, and it's tipped away. The loose ball picked up by Quincy. Beebe out of there with it. Ahead to Cunningham. Cunningham with a layup on the left side. It's good, and Cunningham draws a foul. So she will get a 3-point play opportunity for Quincy. Foul call is going to be against Jasmine Howell. That's the first foul of this game. So Cunningham will step to the free throw line and shoot 1 after hitting the shot. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. So 3-0 lead for Quincy. Full court pressure from the Hawks. We're a minute into this one here at Bearcat Arena. Schechinger with it in the backcourt. Ahead to Scholl, left side. Back to Schechinger. Now cross court to Benson. Top of the key. A 2-on-2 opportunity. Down the lane. The layup too strong. Rebound away from Meyer. Cunningham came up with it. Went to the floor. It goes out of bounds. Tanya Meyer tried to reach for it, but got a fingertip on it just before it hit the baseline, giving the basketball to the Hawks. Quincy will bring it up the floor. 8:50 to play in the first quarter. 3-0. Quincy with the lead. Cunningham with all of those points. Brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the right side on the wing. Edom with it there. To the top of the key for Gerbis. She'll bring it to the left side. Beebe back top of the key. That's Webster. Webster will bring it to the right side. Cunningham fires the pass down low. Picked up by Beebe. She goes up with a shot. No good. Schechinger with a rebound for Northwest. Outlet comes to Benson. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Crosses over to the free throw line. Kick out Schechinger. Now to the left side, Howe. On the wing. Goes on the drive to the baseline. Through the paint. Stops middle of the lane. Bounce pass to Meyer. And a kick is going to be called. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline. 8:13 to play in the first quarter. 3-0 Quincy with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. Benson inbounding. Lobs it out to Meyer near the left sideline. She'll try to get it back to Benson. It's tipped toward midcourt, but Benson will chase it down as Cunningham tried to get the steal. Now Benson with a drive. Kick out to Schechinger. 6 on the shot clock. Benson at the top. On the drive through the lane. The runner off the back of the rim. Off the right side of the rim. No good. Cunningham there for the rebound for Quincy. She'll get it across midcourt to the top of the key. Now to the right wing. Gets it right back. A 3 on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound right to Timber Schechinger. Again, leading Northwest in rebounding through the first couple of games this year. Now it's Benson, now to Schechinger between the circles. She'll work it down the drive, down the left side of the lane. Blows by the defender, Annika Webster, and hits the layup. First points of the game for Northwest. 3-2, Quincy with a lead, 7:28 to play in the first quarter. Quincy with the basketball. On the right side, Beebe brings it top of the key. Schechinger there defensively, tips it loose, but can't catch up to it. Cunningham gets the loose ball. Back to Beebe. Pass down low, kicked by Schechinger. So an inbound coming now for Quincy. And into the lineup for the Bearcats is Macy Williams. Williams, a 5'7 freshman out of Tabor, Iowa, started the two games up in South Dakota for Northwest. But coming off the bench as the sixth man tonight. Inbound underneath the basket right side. Cunningham over to the right wing, Beebe. She'll bring it out top of the key. Gerbis swings it to the left side for Edom. Top of the key, Cunningham. She's on the drive. Runner over Meyer. Spins out. No good. Rebound for Webster. Webster trying the follow inside. Can't get it to go. Got her own rebound. Out top to Cunningham. Starts a drive. Cut off. Into the left corner. Beebe. Beebe on the drive. Shot around Howe. That's Williams. And Williams called for a foul. Getting two free throw opportunities for Carly Beebe. That's the first foul on Williams. Second team foul against the Cavs.
Well, team's struggling a bit from the field to start this game. Quincy 1 of 6 and Northwest just 1 of 4.
Beebe hits the first of two free throws. Her first point. 4-2, the lead for Quincy with 6:55 to play in the first quarter. Second free throw bounds in. So she hit both. And Schechinger looking to inbound against the full court pressure into Scholl. That's Tarrant. Now to Schechinger. Ahead on the left side for Howe. She'll bring it across midcourt. Gets through a double team and draws a foul. Reach in coming against Quincy. This one will be on Carly Beebe. That's the first foul against the Hawks in this first quarter. 6:48 to play in the quarter. 5-2. Quincy on top. Macy Williams looking to inbound near midcourt on the far side. Does to Meyer between the circles. Hands it back to Williams. She drives down the right side of the lane. Picks up the dribble. Kicks it out to Schechinger between the circles. Left side for Howe on the wing. Howe brings it top of the key. Now to Williams. Right side between the circles. Gets a screen from Meyer. Round the defender to the top of the key. Now to Meyer. Cutting down the lane. She lost the dribble and it's picked up by Beebe. Beebe ahead on the right side for Edom. On the wing. We'll bring it out. Between the circles for Cunningham. Now to the left side for Beebe. Drives the lane. Goes up with the shot. Got it to go and draws a foul. Carly Beebe will get a three-point play opportunity. It's going to be the second foul on Jasmine Howe for Northwest Missouri State. And Beebe will step to the line for one. It's 18 to play in the first quarter. And Bailey Smith will check into the lineup for Northwest. Smith, a 5'6 sophomore out of Columbus, Nebraska, saw some time for the Cats last year. And BB steps to the line, trying to build us on a 7-2 lead for Quincy, and she does. She hits the free throw. She has 5 of the 8 Quincy points. And it's 8-2. Northwest breaks the full court pressure ahead to Scholl. She's on the right wing with it. Has it knocked away, and it's picked up by Cunningham. Then Taryn Scholl goes down as Cunningham brings it up the floor. Over to Edom on the left wing. Down to the baseline for Webster. Drive, shot off the glass, too strong. Webster has the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. So Quincy will inbound. Baseline left with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. And Taylor Scholl, the older sister of Taryn, will check in for the younger sibling. And Taylor seeing her first action of the season. She's been out injured, a 5'8 senior out of Mount Pleasant. Inbound, shot inside right side, no good. And the rebound for Northwest. Macy Williams came out of there with it. Over to Schechinger, left sideline. Now to the right side for Taylor Scholl. She'll bring it to Schechinger, left side, into the corner for Smith. Started a drive, bounce pass into Schechinger, shot off the glass, and a foul by Quincy. And Timber Schechinger will get a three-point play opportunity for Northwest. The blocking foul down low goes against Annika Webster, her first foul. And Shelby Mustaine will check into the lineup for Northwest. And Schechinger steps to the line for one. She has all four Bearcat points. Northwest trailing 8-4 with 5:42 to play in the first quarter. Mustaine, a 6'2 junior out of Jefferson City. And now into the lineup for Quincy is Aaron Menemeyer. Now Schechinger has the basketball. Her free throw on the way. And the free throw went, but there was a whistle, and I think we've got a violation against Northwest. Taylor Scholl, a little antsy to get into the free throw lane. Called for the violation, and it's an 8-4 Quincy lead, 5:40 to play in the first quarter. Cunningham across midcourt, works it over to the left side. Beebe to the top of the key, finds Gervis. Gervis now inside, shot by Menemeyer, no good, rebound tip. Cunningham up with it. Her follow blocked by Mustaine, and the rebound comes to Schechinger. They'll give it up to Macy Williams. Williams over to the right side. Scholl on the wing. Scholl tries to drive. Goes up with the shot just off the block. Short. Menemeyer with the rebound for Quincy. She'll get the outlet to Cunningham. Head on the left side for Gervis. Gervis to the top of the key. Now on to the left for Edom. Looks in at Menemeyer. The bounce pass inside, but 3 seconds in the lane called against Aaron Menemeyer. So Northwest Missouri State will get it back as Rachel Ruzovich will check into the lineup for the Hawks, seeing her first action of the night with 5:03 to play in the first quarter.
Quincy's done a good job getting the ball in the paint and getting some good looks at the basket. They haven't knocked those down very frequently here, but what it's done is they've got themselves to the free throw line a few times and taken advantage of that.
8-4 the lead for Quincy, and against the full court pressure, a travel called against Macy Williams, and it brings us to our first timeout. With 4:57 to play in the first quarter, 8-4, Quincy with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat women just 2 of 6 from the field to start this game, but Quincy 2 of 11. Quincy does have a lead, 8-4 over the Northwest Missouri State women. 4:57 to play in the first quarter here at Bearcat Arena, the first regular season game for either the men or the women here at Bearcat Arena. The women did play an exhibition against Graceland here last week, but it's their first official game here at home tonight.
And really the big difference in this ballgame, Quincy getting to the free throw line four times and hitting all four free throws.
Quincy will have the ball out of the break. Cunningham takes the inbound. Will work against Macy Williams in the man-to-man pressure from Northwest. Over to Edom on the left side. Into Menemeyer. Hook shot with the left hand. Good for Erin Menemeyer. Her first points. And it's a 10-4 Quincy lead over Northwest. Taylor Scholl with it in the backcourt against the full court pressure. Cross court to Bailey Smith. She's across the timeline. Now to Schechinger. And out to Williams, who runs the point for the Bearcats. Right side, Scholl. She played point primarily last year, but will be a two-guard primarily this year. Mustaine, top of the key, back over to Scholl. Scholl will dribble it up top. Now working to the left corner, Schechinger takes on a three, tries to drive, gives it up to Mustaine. Kick out for Williams. Four on the shot clock. Williams has to chase it down. Will need to get rid of it. Doesn't get it off in time. She takes a shot, but it was blocked by Maggie Cunningham. So a shot clock violation, and Quincy will get it back. Northwest with five turnovers so far. A 10-4 lead for Quincy. 4:08 to play in the first quarter. On to the right side it goes for Ruzovich. To the top of the key, Gerbis. Gerbis will work it to Edom on the left side. Now back to the right, Gerbis. Bottom of the three, now dribbles to the elbow. Down to Menemeyer. Inside to Cunningham. Shot over Williams, no good. Great block out by Williams. Allows Mustaine to come in and pick up the rebound. Williams takes the outlet and will set the offense for Northwest to Smith on the right wing. Top of the key, Mustaine. She dribbles toward the left side, wants to give it up to Taylor Scholl. Does on the left wing. Scholl on the drive, stops, jumper off the glass. Won't go. Cunningham with the rebound for Quincy. She'll bring it across midcourt, tries to throw it ahead, and knocked away by Taylor Scholl. Loose ball picked up by Schechinger, and Northwest Missouri State with it. Williams will work over to the left side of the floor. Get a screen top of the key from Mustaine. Crosses over, goes to the left, down the lane, into the corner for Smith. She bobbled it, but picks it up. Now into the lane, onto the right side. Taylor Scholl fakes on a three, takes the dribble. 12-footer on the way off the back of the rim, and Cunningham with the rebound for Quincy. Northwest now 2 of 8 from the field, and Quincy 3 of 13. We're just inside 3 minutes to play in the first quarter, and it's a 10-4 lead for Quincy. Cunningham to Menemeyer on the right wing. Cross court inside to Ruzovich. Her shot no good, but she draws the foul on Bailey Smith. That'll be the first on Smith. Fourth team foul in the quarter for Northwest. And to the free throw line goes Ruzovich. She will attempt two. First trip to the line for Ruzovich tonight. First free throw good. They have not missed from the free throw line. 5 of 5 as a team. And for the Bearcats, Tanya Meyer back in the lineup along with Jasmine Howe and Arbery Benson. Taryn Scholl also back on the floor for the Cats. A few substitutions for Quincy as well. Selena Barnes seeing her first action of the night. Annika Webster, a starter, back in the game. As the second free throw misses for Ruzovich, so it's an 11-4 game. Quincy with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 2:44 to play in the first quarter. Howe with it on the left side. Put it on the floor. Gets a screen from Mustaine. Now into the paint she goes. Kick into the corner for Taryn Scholl. Scholl with one dribble to Benson. Top of the key. Crossover down the lane. Tipped away, but a reach-in foul on Selena Barnes. That'll be the first on Barnes, third team foul against Quincy, so Northwest will inbound baseline left. 2.5 to play in the first quarter, a 7-point Quincy lead. Arbery Benson with the inbound for Northwest, lobs it out to Taryn Scholl between the circles. She'll hand it back for Benson. Benson gets the screen from Mustaine over to the right side and trying to fight over the top of the screen. Selena Barnes will pick up a second quick foul. It's two fouls in about a span of 10 seconds or so. Each team with four fouls, and again, when you hit five in the quarter, the other team goes into a bonus, what would have been a double bonus, but there's no one and one, so it's just the bonus. Taryn Scholl with it on the right side for Northwest. Benson, top of the key, onto the left. Meyer puts up a three. That's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Ruzovich for Quincy. Gives it up to Barnes. Barnes ahead to Edom, left wing. One dribble for her. Look inside to Menemeyer. Got it to her. Spins, has to kick it out. Good defense there by Mustaine. Drive by Webster. Shot blocked away. Meyer picks up the loose ball. Knocked away from her, but Howe comes up with it for Northwest Missouri State. 1:50 to play in the first quarter. Benson with it between the circles. 11-4, Quincy with the lead. Taryn Scholl on the left side. Dribbles toward the baseline, now brings it back out to the wing. DeMeyer between the circles. On to the right for Benson. Benson top of the key to Mustaine. Mustaine over to Howe on the left side. Howe into the high post. Meyer, three on the shot clock. Meyer puts up another three. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by Scholl, but then kicked away by Ruzovic. You can't catch up with it. So it'll be Northwest Missouri State basketball.
Both teams continue to struggle from the field. Northwest just 2 of 10 right now. Meanwhile, Quincy is 3 of 14. And again, a little bit of a slow start offensively for both of these teams.
1:21 to play in the first quarter. 11-4, Quincy with the lead. Inbound for Northwest to the right side and taken by Howe. And then away from the ball, a foul against Quincy. This one's on Erin Minnemeyer, her first, team's fifth. So Northwest will go to the line for two. Shelby Mustaine, the one who drew the foul. She will go to the line for the first time tonight.
For 44, Erin Minnemeyer.
Mustaine was 2 of 4 on free throws up in South Dakota last weekend in the two games the Bearcats played. And she'll have two opportunities here. First free throw is up, and that one rattles out. 1:19 to play in the first quarter, 11-4. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Maggie Cunningham back in the game for Quincy. Megan Winstrier checks in for the first time for the Hawks as well. Staying set with that second free throw attempt. It's up and off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Ruzovic for Quincy. Gives it up to Cunningham. She's across midcourt with it. Works it over to the right side on the wing for Winstrier. Out between the circles. Webster, a couple of dribbles for her. On to the left side, Ruzovic. To the top of the key for Winstrier. Tries to drive, cut off, picks up the dribble at the elbow. Now kicks it out to Cunningham, right side. 9 on the shot clock, under a minute to play in the first quarter. Inside to Minnemeyer. Hook shot, left side, won't go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Minnemeyer. She knocked it away from Jasmine Howe, but Northwest will get possession with 52 seconds to play in the first quarter. Still a 7-point Quincy lead. And Aubrey Benson up the floor for Northwest. Works it to Meyer on the left side. Now to Howe near the sideline. She'll take a couple of dribbles to Mustaine, top of the key. Now underneath, Scholl sees an opening. Drives, takes the shot. Great pass by Shelby Mustaine. Taryn Scholl draws a foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two as Minnemeyer picks up her second foul. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. Taryn Scholl with two opportunities at the free throw line. This will be her first free throw attempts as a Bearcat. First of her two, good. First point of the game for Taryn Scholl. Timber Schechinger back in for Northwest. Kara Gerbis and Carly Beebe back on the floor for Quincy. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. A 6-point Quincy lead. And Scholl with one more free throw opportunity coming. Started her career at St. Bonaventure, played in 4 games last year for the Bonnies. And this is her second free throw here, now playing with her older sister Taylor Scholl at Northwest Missouri State. So the lead remains 6 for Quincy. Cunningham will give it up for Beebe. Over to the left side on the wing. Beebe expires the dribble, picks it across to Cunningham, right side. Crowd getting into it here. Now over to the sideline, Winstrier. Up top of the key, Beebe. Back to the right for Cunningham. 9 on the shot clock, into the corner, Winstrier. Back to Cunningham. Guarded by Benson. Cunningham puts it on the floor. 3 on the shot clock. She puts it up from 16, and it's good for Maggie Cunningham. 5 points for Cunningham. 4 seconds to play in the quarter. Benson across midcourt. Top of the key. Puts up a 3-pointer. Off the backboard. No good. So at the end of the first quarter, it's 13-5. Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 13-5 as we head to the second quarter. Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. And John, I know we touched on it a little bit, but neither team shooting the ball real well right now.
No, for Northwest, just 2 of 11 from the field. Quincy's 4 of 16. One of the problems for Northwest struggling offensively is they're only getting one shot when they come down. They've only had one offensive rebound out of all of those misses. They're doing a pretty good job on the defensive boards with 9 rebounds right now, but they've been only limited to one shot when they come down, so shooting a poor percentage and not getting any rebounds, and that's not helped out the cause much.
Quincy will start the second quarter with a basketball. Again, the fouls go back down to 0 for the quarter. And if they reach 5 1/4, the other team goes in a bonus. Annika Webster on the left side, guarded by Meyer. Gets it out to Beebe. Top of the key, Cunningham. She'll work it to the right side with a dribble. To Beebe, top of the key, fakes left, goes right. Tried to throw a pass inside, tipped away and taken away. Jasmine Howe with the steal for Northwest. Out it goes to Benson. She'll push it up the floor to the top of the key. Now back it up. Get it over to the left side, Howe, near the sideline. Between the circles for Meyer. Over to the right side, Benson on the wing with it there. Brings it to the top of the key. Expires the dribble onto Schechinger between the circles left. Now back to the right side, Benson into the lane. Out top, Howe, onto the left, Schechinger. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a dribble. Spin, shot up, no good. Tips out the rebound, top of the key. Howe has to launch it with the shot clock winding down. No good, but Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. A little unconventional, but the Cats get it done. Get a fresh shot clock, and now Benson with it on the left side. Gets a screen from Schechinger on the drive. Up with the runner, no good, but Harvey Benson draws the foul. We'll head to the free throw line for 2. The Quincy foul is called on Kara Gerbis, her first. Team's first in this second quarter.
It's good to see Northwest get to the free throw line. That's really the biggest difference in this game. While both teams have struggled from the field, Quincy getting the ball inside a bit more and taking advantage of getting some foul calls inside. They were 5-6 at the free throw line, and Northwest just now getting to the line where it counts here.
Benson missed the first. Taylor Scholl back into the lineup for her sister Taryn. And for Quincy, Lauren Grunewald into the lineup for the first time tonight, along with Sarah Schumacher. Second free throw by Benson off the front of the rim, so she missed both. And Quincy up with the rebound. Grunewald came out of there with it. 13-5 to lead for Quincy. 8:49 to play in the first half. To the top of the key, Winstrier, and away from the ball, an illegal screen set by Maggie Cunningham, and that'll be the first foul on Cunningham. Second team foul against Quincy in this second quarter. And Northwest will get the basketball. Schechinger will inbound it. Quincy playing a 2-3 zone against Northwest. Taylor Scholl runs the point this time around. Over to the right side, Benson has it on the wing. Back to Scholl, near the top of the key. She takes one dribble on to Howe, left side. To Scholl, into the left corner, Schechinger. Inside to Meyer at the high post, knocked away from her. She'll pick it up, tried to kick it out to Benson, take it away. Beebe with the steal. Went ahead to Cunningham, who wasn't looking. It's off her shoulder, and Meyer picks it right back up. So the Bearcats back the other way. Scholl will reset the offense near the center circle. On to Benson, left side, into the corner for Schechinger. To Scholl on the wing, back to Schechinger, open, the three's on the way, that's off the back of the rim, no good, and Cunningham with the rebound inside for Quincy. Cunningham has been working the boards, that's her 7th in this first half. 13-5 the lead for Quincy. We're inside 8 minutes to play in the first half. Onto the right side, Grunewald, hobs it into Beebe, cutting down the lane, shot too strong, but the rebound and follow good for Sarah Schumacher. First points for Schumacher. And it's a 15-5 lead for Quincy. Taylor Scholl brings it to the right side of the floor. Gives it up to Howe. Now back to Scholl. Into the corner, Schechinger. To Scholl on the wing. Out to Benson at the top of the key. Starts a drive. Stops. Over to Howe. Left side. Long three on the way from Howe. No, nothing but air. And on the rebound, Beebe tried to save it in bounds, but her toes were on the baseline. So Northwest will keep possession. With 7:19 to play in the first half, and we've got a timeout. 15-5 the lead for Quincy over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
15-5, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 7:19 to play in the first half. John, I think we've seen the Bearcat women do a lot of good things. They just aren't getting shots to fall.
Yeah, just not finishing off things. One thing that they've done a little bit better since the end of the first quarter, gone to the offensive boards much better. Now with four offensive rebounds, and again, three of those coming in the last couple minutes. So doing a better job on the offensive boards. They just need to finish things off.
And a shot inside by Mustaine, no good. And the rebound tipped out. Quincy out of there with it as Lauren Gronewald came down with it. And now Quincy with the basketball. Cunningham with the bounce pass on a backdoor cut to Sierra Young. Young double team, loses a handle on it. Tyra Moore up with it for Northwest. Checked in during that last timeout, seeing her first action of the night. And with 6:49 to play in the first half, Moore goes to Mustaine. Out to Moore. Now to the right corner for Schechinger. Tells Moore to work her way through. Nothing there. Now to Taylor Scholl. On the right wing, skips it over to Moore. Left corner. Moore with the shot fake, goes on the drive, shot over Gronewald, won't go, rebound tip by Schechinger, but Cunningham comes down with it for Quincy. She may hit double-digit rebounds in this first half. That's eight for Cunningham. Now to the high post for Gronewald. Kicks it out to the right side. Top of the key, Young. On to the left, Cunningham. Tries to drive on Moore, cut off, brings it back out. One-handed pass, cross-court to Young, a three on the way, good. Sierra Young knocks down the three-pointer. Her first points of the night. It's an 18-5 lead for Quincy over Northwest women. 6 minutes to play in the first half. Scholl with it on the left side. Now to the corner for Schechinger. Up to Moore. Moore on the wing, well beyond the arc. Now between the circles for Howe. Howe underneath. Schechinger cutting through the lane. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. Great look there by Jasmine Howe. And Schechinger with 6 of the 7 Bearcat points. 18-7 lead for Quincy. Hawks with the basketball, 5:35 to play in the first half. Cunningham over to the left for Young. Young with a dribble to the top of the key for Edom. On to the right side to Cunningham. Wants to drive, can't. Moore there defensively, gets the screen. Now on the pick and roll, pass in to Schumacher. Shot no good. Howe there for the rebound. Knocked out of her hands, but a reach-in foul against Quincy. Lauren Gronewald contests the foul call, but picks up her first. That's the third against the Hawks in the second quarter. Alexa Schaaf checking in for Northwest. Schaaf, a 5'9 sophomore out of El Dorado Springs, Missouri. Saw action in both games in South Dakota. Did not score. Picked up a couple of rebounds. And now Northwest, who saw full court pressure early from Quincy. Not seeing it in this second quarter. The Hawks back in a 2-3 zone. Moore will be met between the circles. Brings it over to the left side for Schaaf. Back to Moore. One dribble to Schaaf. Into the corner, Schechinger. Schechinger with one dribble, looking inside, wants to go to Mustaine. Not there. Skip across to Schaaf, right wing. Mustaine, high post. On to the left for Moore. 9 on the shot clock. Moore back to Mustaine. Top of the key, right corner. Howe, open. 3's on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Schechinger with the rebound, but a foul call against Timber Schechinger. And that will be the first on Schechinger. Oh, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Substitution for Northwest, number
Quincy had the basketball, and Kara Gervis traveled with it, giving it right back to Northwest. Taryn Scholl checks into the lineup for the Cats, along with Tanya Meyer. Mustaine and Schekinger to the sideline for Northwest. 4:39 to play in the first half. 18-7, Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Moore will dribble to the right wing with it, bring it top of the key to Howe. Howe puts it on the floor, got a screen from Scholl, gets the door on a pick and roll, knocked away, and Cunningham up with the loose ball. Quincy in transition, down the left side of the lane. Cunningham spins, gets a pass that's bobbled by Gervis to the free throw line. Schumacher with a jumper, no good. And Howe with the rebound for Northwest. So bring it back the other way, work it over to the left side. Fires the dribble, gets it to Scholl between the circles. Now to Moore. Moore over to the right wing. High post, Scholl, couple of dribbles. Stopped, kicks it out to Moore, right side. Moore will skip it over to Howe, left side. In on the shot clock, a three on the way. That one won't go. And the rebound inside for Quincy. Coming out of there with it was Sierra Young. She'll work it ahead on the right side to Gervis. Gervis with the pass to the free throw line. Howe knocks it away. Picked up by Schaaf. Ahead to Moore. Wide open layup the other way. And it's no good. Hits the bottom of the rim. And Quincy out of there with the basketball. 3:34 to play in the first half. Quincy with an 18-7 lead over Northwest Missouri State. Over to the left wing. Edom. Edom between the circles. On to the right side for Cunningham. Cunningham looking into the high post. Gets it there. Gervis with a dribble. Kick back out. Edom will take a three. Right side. No good. Rebound Cunningham. Cunningham with a follow. Blocked away by Meyer, who also comes away with the rebound for Northwest. Cunningham with 9 rebounds in this first half. Bearcats down by 11. Inside. Meyer. Great pass by Moore, but Meyer can't hit the shot inside. Rebound by Schumacher for Quincy. Taryn Scholl knocks it loose. Going after it also Meyer, but Cunningham comes out of there with it for Quincy. And a timeout called by Quincy head coach Jenny Garber as play gets a little sloppy for Hawks. 18-7 the lead for Quincy over Northwest. 2:47 to play in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 2:47 to play in the first half. 18-7, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women.
Northwest really fortunate. It's just an 18-7 game right now. We're again late in the first half here, and Northwest just 3 of 22 from the field. They're 0 of 9 on three-point opportunities. Had a couple of good looks on fast breaks and just missed off the layups, and just really struggling offensively, and it could be a lot worse right now, but Quincy's had their own struggles on offense.
Out between the circles, Maggie Cunningham with it for the Hawks. To the free throw line, Webster, kick out right side. Wide open three from Kara Gervis is good. First three for Gervis, just a couple of threes in this first half for Quincy, and their lead grows to 21-7. 2:22 to play in the first half. Macy Williams out there at the point, works it to Schaaf, left side. Back to Williams, into the high post, Mustaine. Now over to the right side on the wing for Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews over to Schaaf on the left side. Back to McAndrews. The ball knocked away from her. It will go out of bounds into the scorer's table. And Northwest Missouri State will keep possession. McAndrews seeing her first action. A 5'7 freshman guard out of St. Joseph and Benton High School. An all-state performer for the Cardinals. 2:03 to play in the first half. 21-7. Quincy with the lead over Northwest. Williams at the top of the key. To the left side, Schaaf in the corner. Lobs it into Meyer. Meyer up with the shot. Did not get it off in time. So a second shot clock violation on the night for Northwest. Taylor Scholl getting set to check in for the Bearcats. And Scholl will take the place of Macy Williams. Arbry Benson also back on the floor. Benson will replace McAndrews.
Also
Quincy will have it, leading 21-7 with 1:54 to play in the first half. Cross midcourt, Cunningham. Cunningham to the free throw line, finds Webster. Webster tried to get it in the corner to Beebe. It's tipped out of bounds and will remain Quincy basketball. Still inbound on the baseline left, out near the three-point line. Cunningham steps out to trigger it in. Over to the left side, Edom launches a quick three. That's off the left side of the rim. Beebe with the rebound for the Hawks. Now to Cunningham between the circles. Over to the right side on the wing, Webster. She'll bring it to the left side for Edom. Edom back out top, Beebe. Out of the free throw line, Webster on the drive. Up with a wild shot, no good, but she draws a foul. And will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul goes against Shelby Mustaine, her first. The second team foul against Northwest in the quarter. And Webster at the line for the first time tonight. And the free throw is good. First point of the night. Excuse me, 3 points now tonight for Webster. Second free throw coming for Annika Webster, and that one is good. So she hits both. 23-7, Quincy's lead over Northwest. 1:23 to play in the first half. On the right side with it for the Cats is Benson. Out between the circles to Howe. On to the left side, Taylor Scholl. She'll dribble toward the top of the key. Pick up the dribble. Now to Meyer in the corner. Meyer inside to Mustaine. A dribble. Shot off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. First points for Mustaine, 23-9. With a minute to play in the first half, Quincy with a lead in the ball. Cunningham on the drive, up with a shot, offensive foul. Shelby Mustaine steps up to take the charge. That'll be the second foul on Cunningham.
Shelby did a good job this past weekend coming off the bench for Northwest and continuing to play well here in this second quarter.
Now checking in for Quincy is Rachel Ruzovic. Coach Jenny Garber doesn't want to take the chance of Cunningham picking up a third foul inside the last minute of the first half. Up the floor comes Northwest. Aubrey Benson to the right side. Gets it out to Taylor Scholl. Still a 2-3 zone from Quincy. Scholl. Bounce pass down low to Meyer. Bobbles the pass. Trying to come up with it. Still loose. Rolls out to the wing. Howe tried to come up with it. Knocked away by Ruzovic. And finally it looks like we'll have a held ball call. Taylor Scholl got her hands on the basketball along with Nakia Edom and the possession arrow. I believe should give it to Northwest because Quincy started the quarter with the basketball and we haven't had any held ball calls in the quarter. So it should be Bearcat basketball.
Oh, you're right.
39 seconds to play in the first half. 23-9, Quincy with the lead over Northwest. And an inbound from Jasmine Howe. They've got 11 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Comes into Benson between the circles. Right side for Scholl. Scholl around a double team to the top of the key. And they're going to call an illegal screen on Shelby Mustaine. And Coach Michael Smith cannot believe it. And for Mustaine, that would be her second foul. Third team foul in the quarter for Northwest. 35 seconds to play in this first half. Bound to Edom. She's across midcourt with it. Over to the left side on the wing to Beebe. Top of the key it goes. Webster to the right side and 3 seconds in the lane called against Kara Gervis. So Northwest will get the ball back with 26 seconds to play in the half. An opportunity to take the final shot of this first half for the Cats. Across midcourt, Benson. Hands it for Taylor Scholl on the right side. Between the circles to Meyer, on to the left for Howe. Howe will put it on the floor. A couple of dribbles to Benson, top of the key. 10 to go in the first half. Benson still holding on to it. Over to the left, tried to throw a pass inside, tipped loose, and it's chased down by Gervis. 3 to play in the half. She throws it away. Steal by Taylor Scholl, and Scholl ends the first half with a layup inside for Northwest. To put the Bearcats into double digits, they trail Quincy 23-11. We are at the half here at Bearcat Arena. We'll be back with more right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
We're back to Bearcat Arena. First home basketball game of the year in the regular season for either Bearcat basketball team. The Northwest women trailing at the half 23-11 to Quincy. And John, we were talking before the ball game last year, the game against Quincy in Quincy. Northwest scored 10 points in the second half of that game, and you just felt bad about how the team played, and it just was not a good basketball game. Really weird tonight. You see Northwest with just 11 points and a half of basketball in this first half, but you feel much better about the way the team is playing and doing so much, just not getting the ball to fall.
Yeah, just not finishing off on offense. Just 5 of 24 from the field. 0-9 on threes, and only 1 of 6 at the free throw line, so they haven't been getting to the line. And really, that's the biggest difference in this half, where Quincy, which has struggled, 7 of 25 from the field, they are 7 of 8 at the free throw line, and that's where they've been able to open this game up. Another area that I'd like to see Northwest improve upon in the second half, just rebounding-wise. Northwest right now being out rebounded 25-16. Now, on the offensive side, I think it's got a little bit better in the second quarter with that, but still overall, seeing Quincy doing a little bit better job on their offensive boards in the second quarter as well, and on defensive boards out rebounding Northwest 18-12 there. So those are a couple areas I'd like to see Northwest improve upon, but really when it comes to running the offense, just continue to do what they've been doing offensively. They've been getting some shots. They've been getting some looks inside. The biggest thing is just finish those off and get some of those shots to fall. And it's they're right back in this ball game, despite, in fact, just 11 points at halftime. It's still anybody's game. If they come out and get a little bit of a run to start the second half, they're right back in this thing.
You know, Coach Smith has talked about how this is a very talented team, just needs to work together. And I think we're seeing some of exactly what he's talking about, because a lot of the things that we're seeing happening, that the finishing, the maybe just being off a little bit by a pass here and there, it just seems like experience and playing together hopefully will alleviate a lot of that.
When you have just so many new players out there trying to run the offense, and it just takes one person to break down even just for a second or two out of that offense to really change what would be a good look inside to perhaps the shot being defended just a bit there. So again, I think it's a work in progress as these players get used to playing as a team. And again, one of the problems with that is just they've had some injuries in preseason workouts where they haven't had everybody on the floor at the same time to work through that offense.
Northwest Missouri State women trailing 23-11 at the half against Quincy University. We'll take a timeout and be back with more here from Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 23-11. Quincy's women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. As we are at the half, the Bearcat men's basketball team back on the road tomorrow. They will play Augustana College, a team that is still the top-ranked team in the nation despite losing to Washburn by two last week. This is one of those weeks where they don't have new rankings come out. They won't come out actually until next week. Otherwise, Augustana probably would have taken a bit of a fall there, but they are still the number one team in the nation, the Northwest men. A 1-1 start to the season down in St. Joseph, and I think we saw some pretty good signs, despite that loss on Friday night, from this Bearcat men's basketball team.
And they were able to bounce back and put together a good game against Wayne State and blow out Wayne State 89-52 the second night. So I think you're going to see a very balanced team out of Northwest. They've got a lot of good parts that come off the bench and an experienced team for the most part from T-Squad. They had a lot of success last year, and they're going up against an Augustana team, I think rightfully so right now, came in as the preseason number one ranked team. They only have two new players on their entire roster, and the bulk of that team that got a lot of playing time last year, they played well enough that they were able to host the Central Region last year in Sioux Falls, and they are loaded. They're a very good squad, and it's going to be a tough task tomorrow night for the Northwest men, but they were able to defeat that same roster a year ago in the semifinals of the Central Region. And, of course, Northwest lost a couple key players off of last year's team in Cozad and also Wallace. But you've got guys like Devontae Mosby coming into the lineup this year. You've got another year of experience for Justin Fitz at that point guard position. You've got Chris Andell coming in and after a redshirt year to be getting a lot more minutes for Northwest. So it's really an interesting matchup, and probably as far as the first couple weeks of the season, maybe one of the premier matchups in Division II basketball coming up tomorrow night.
The Northwest Missouri State's men take on Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota tomorrow night. We'll have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network, getting started at 6:40 with the pregame show. The Bearcat men will be here at Bearcat Arena starting next week, so be sure to tune in tomorrow night. We'll take a timeout. We're at the half of the women's matchup against Quincy University, 23-11. Quincy's lead over the Northwest women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 23-11. Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women at the half. Well, the Bearcat football team will be off this weekend. They were the only team in the region to receive a bye in the first round. Of course, this year, the NCAA Division II playoffs, they added one more team to each region, meaning that only the top seed gets a bye. In years past, the top two seeds got a bye in week one. And I think saying that Northwest has a bye and an undefeated regular season, this season has been a lot of fun no matter what happens in the playoffs. But I think this team that maybe didn't have as high of expectations from fans and even really the coaching staff to start the year, expectations have really grown because of how much this team has improved.
Well, they just improved really from game one, game to game. You're seeing the team take just a notch up all the way through the season to where they're playing right now as good a football as they played all season long and really peaking at the right time. And if you're a football coach, that's the way you want your team to be going into the playoffs. And so they're playing well right now going to the tournament and have a lot of momentum going in. And it goes back to, I remember at an alumni function down in Platte City just before the start of the season, Coach Adam Durrell was talking to the group, and he felt that that particular time he had them as a 7-4 team, and he was telling that to his team as well. But as he won each game along the line, he began to see that this probably was not a 7-4 team. As it turned out, they were an 11-0 team, MIAA champions for the third straight year, and a bye in the first round. So right now, I think the sky's the limit for this team, the way they've been playing, and really have to start it. On the defensive side, the defense has been there all year long. That's been the consistent part of their squad. And then offense is built all season long to where they're playing good football right now. So a lot of things coming together at the right time for the Bearcat football team.
So the Bearcats will play at home on November 28th against either Augustana or Humboldt State. That'll be a 1 o'clock kick at Bearcat Stadium a week from Saturday. We're at the half of this Northwest women's matchup against Quincy University, 23-11. Quincy with a lead. We're back to look at some of the stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nillison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Back in Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women trail Quincy University 23-11 at the half. Looking at the scoring from the first half for Quincy, 5 points apiece for Maggie Cunningham and Carly Beebe leading the way in scoring. Cunningham also pulled down 9 rebounds in that first half. 3 points apiece for Kara Gerbis and Sierra Young. A couple of points for Annika Webster, Sarah Schumacher, and Aaron Menemeyer, and a point for Rachel Ruzovich, who was one of two at the free throw line. For Northwest, 6 of the 11 points scored by Timber Schekinger. A couple of points apiece for Taylor Scholl and Shelby Mustaine. Scholl had that steal and layup right at the end of the first half for Northwest, and a point for Taryn Scholl, who was one of two at the free throw line. In 23-11, Quincy with a lead over the Northwest women. We're back with second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. and from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MerrylleVilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Back at Bearcat Arena, second half just underway. Jasmine Howe with a quick bucket for Northwest Missouri State. Makes it 23-13. Quincy with the lead right now with the basketball. Up at the top of the key, Annika Webster kicks it to the right corner. Cunningham takes the three off the left side of the rim. And Edom there for the rebound for the Hawks. So get it over to the right side. Beebe back to Edom. Now to Cunningham. She's on the left wing with it. Brings it to the top of the key for Gervis. Inside, cutting down the lane. Webster, ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. Quincy will inbound. Just over a minute into the second half here at Bearcat Arena. Cunningham will inbound on the baseline out near the three-point line. In front of her will be Arvery Benson. Cunningham looking, gets the bounce pass to the left side for Beebe. Wins around to Gervis between the circles. Now to the right side, Edom. Top of the key, Cunningham. Cunningham with a couple of dribbles, goes on the drive, up with the shot off the glass, and it's good for Maggie Cunningham. And then after the shot went down, a foul against Quincy. The basket will count, and the foul is against Annika Webster. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Twenty-five-13, Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Benson with the basketball for the Cats. Over to the left side for Howe. Tries to drive. Kick to the right corner. Taryn Scholl. She's on the drive. Shot up, blocked away. Rebound knocked away from Meyer. She picks up the loose ball. Her follow blocked away. Both of those blocks by Kara Gerbis for Quincy. The second one out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound baseline right. Got 11 seconds to work with on the shot clock. 8:26 to play in the third quarter. Inbound out between the circles. Comes to Taryn Scholl. Scholl will hand it for Benson. Benson to the left side. Now crosses over to the right. In the lane. Down to Meyer. Left-handed shot. Good off the glass for Tanya Meyer. Meyer with her first points of the night. 25-15 Quincy's lead. 8:08 to play in the third quarter. Quincy with the ball. Right side. Edom. Goes to the top of the key to Beebe. But Beebe had cut the other way. And Timber Schechinger tried to catch up with it. Knocks it off of Nakia Edom and out of bounds. The Northwest will get possession and a foul call on Edom. That'll be the first on Edom. Second foul in this third quarter against Quincy.
Well, that's a tough series for Edom. Not only did she get the foul called on her, she went sliding over on the far side where they have a table set up and ran into that table over there and took a little bit of a hit there as well. So got a little bit of a banged up off the play and picked up the foul at the same time.
So Benson with the basketball for Northwest. Cats down by 10. 7:52 to play in the third quarter. Over to Howe on the right side. Now to Schechinger between the circles. On to the left for Smith. Top of the key. Goes to Meyer. Meyer tried to get it down low for Schechinger, but Annika Webster steps in front of the pass and gets the steal for Quincy. Cunningham over to the left for Beebe. Beebe to the top of the key. Gets it to Webster. Right side Cunningham. A three is good for Maggie Cunningham. First three-pointer of the game for Cunningham. She's the first player for either team in a double-digit scoring with 10. 28-15, the lead for Quincy. Schechinger between the circles to the left side for Howe. Howe goes to the free throw line on the dribble. Now expires that dribble. Kicks it out to Benson between the circles. 7:07 to play in the third quarter. Benson on the drive, kick into the corner. Schechinger up with the shot, but a foul before the shot. After the pass, Benson knocked Cunningham to the floor. That's unfortunate because the shot by Schechinger went. They will wave that off. And for Benson, that's her first foul, first against the Cats in this third quarter.
Yeah, really unfortunate. As tough as things have been offensively for Northwest, when you get a shot to go down, need to have those count. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, foul coming before the shot went down.
Cunningham will bring it up the floor for the Hawks. They lead it by 13. Over to the right side, guarded by Macy Williams. Now screened to the top of the key with the dribble. Fires it, looks back right side. Webster thought about a shot. Instead, over to BB on the left wing. BB back to Cunningham, top of the key. Puts it on the floor once. Now to Edom, right wing. Skips it over to Cunningham. Left side three on the way. That one spins out. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it will belong to Quincy off of Tanya Meyer. Meyer fighting Annika Webster for that board, and Shelby Mustaine will check in for the Cats. Meyer will go to the sideline. 28-15, Quincy's lead. First home game of the year for the Northwest women. 6:36 to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass, right side. Webster, layup, good. Webster with 4 points. And it's a 30-15 lead for Quincy. Howe on the left wing. One dribble, top of the key for Mustaine. Lobs it down to Schechinger. Schechinger with a shot on the left side. It's good. And Timber Schechinger with 8 points tonight for Northwest. 30-17. Quincy with the lead in the ball. 6:06 to play in the third quarter. In the right corner, Webster with it. And put it on the floor. Looks inside. Nothing there. Now to Maggie Cunningham. Cutting down the lane. Layup on the left side. In and out. No good. Williams there for the rebound for Northwest. Macy Williams will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Over to the right side near the sideline. Bailey Smith to Schechinger between the circles. Howe on the left wing. Top of the key, Mustaine. Now to the right corner for Smith. Smith will get a screen from Mustaine. Dribbles through a double team into the lane. Now to the corner. Schechinger takes the three. Got it. Timber Schechinger from the left corner. First three-pointer of the night for Northwest. And it's back to a 10-point game. Quincy with a lead in the basketball. 5:20 to play in the third quarter. Over the left side, Cunningham, double team, gets it to the top of the key, Webster. Inside, Gervis, back to Webster, three, off the front of the rim. Beebe with the long rebound for Quincy. Now on to Cunningham on the left side. She'll bring it back out between the circles to reset the offense. On to the right, Gervis. Left for Edom. She's got it on the wing. Top of the key, Webster. Open, three on the way. Good, nothing but net for Annika Webster. Her first three-pointer, 7 points total, and it's back to a 13-point Quincy lead. 4:47 to play in the third quarter. Between the circles, Schechinger. Now onto the left side for Howe. Howe down to the baseline with the drive. Bump. Picks up the dribble. Gets it out to Schechinger. Now top of the key, Mustaine. She'll bring it onto the right side. Hand it for Williams. Williams to the free throw line. Out to Schechinger. 7 on the shot clock. Schechinger has her pocket pick. Beebe comes up with it for Quincy. So the Hawks will try to grow that 13-point lead with 4:20 to play in the third quarter. Over to the left side, Gervis. Working against Schechinger, gives it up for Edom in the corner. Now back to Gervis, down on the baseline. She tries to drive in the lane and gets called for a travel. Brings us to a timeout with 4:10 to play in the third quarter, 33-20. Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Back in 90 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos, and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Northwest Missouri State women with the basketball following the timeout here at Bearcat Arena. They trail 33-20 to Quincy. At the top of the key, Shelby Mustang onto the right side for Williams. Maria Dentlinger has checked into the lineup for Northwest, seeing her first action of the night. Now onto the right side. Williams lobs down to Mustaine. Great pass by Macy Williams, and Mustaine hits the layup. 33-22, Quincy with the lead in the basketball. 3:40 to play in the third quarter. Cunningham across midcourt for the Hawks. Works it to the right side for Beebe. Picked up by Taylor Schultz at the top of the key for Webster. Webster on to Edom, left side on the wing. Bounce pass inside, Minnemeyer with the fadeaway, no good. Mustaine with a rebound, fouled by Minnemeyer. That'll be the third on Aaron Minnemeyer. And that'll be the third team foul against Quincy in this third quarter. 3:22 on the clock.
Northwest coming out of that last time out, I think playing with more of a sense of purpose out there. He can kind of sense a little more focus, a little more aggressiveness out of him, and it's resulted in some good plays both on offense and defense.
Williams onto the left side for Scholl. Scholl to the top of the key, now onto the left. Dentlinger, lob inside, Mustaine, shot off the glass, good! And Shelby Mustaine draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line with an opportunity at a three-point play, drawing the foul inside on Megan Winstrier for Quincy.
Couple good entry passes inside for Mustaine, and Northwest taking advantage of it the last two trips down on offense.
Mustaine missed her first two free throw attempts that she had back in the first half. She'll get one opportunity here after the made bucket, and the free throw is good. 7 points for Shelby Mustaine, 33-25 the lead for Quincy. 3:03 to play in the third quarter. Cunningham between the circles with it, works it to the right side. Webster on the wing, drives to the baseline, forces a shot over a double team, no good. Rebound to the floor, Williams will chase it down. Quickly up the right side of the floor, Macy Williams stops on the wing. Now brings it out between the circles, didn't have numbers, good decision. On to the left side for Bailey Smith. Has it on the wing, gets a screen from Dentlinger, top of the key. Mustaine on to the right for Scholl, that's Taylor. Brings it to the top of the key with the dribble. Thought about a drive, over to Williams instead, right side. Shot fake, drive, runner over Minnemeyer, it is good! Macy Williams with a bucket, her first points, and it is a six-point game. 33-27, Quincy with a lead, timeout Hawks. 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Northwest women trying to make the comeback. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Bearcats to within six with 2:20 to play in the third quarter. For Northwest, it's the closest they have been since back in the first half. Trailed by double digits a lot of this ball game, but making a bit of a run here, a 7-0 run currently against Quincy, and 14-3 beyond that as well. So a good little run here by Northwest. We'll see if they can continue after the timeout. Taylor Scholl, Macy Williams, Maria Dentlinger, Shelby Mustaine, and Bailey Smith on the floor for the Bearcats. Quincy with the basketball. Over to the left side, Edom with it on the wing. Brings it to the top of the key. Gervis over to the right, Cunningham. Back to Edom up top. Left side, Gervis fakes on a three. Goes on the drive, and we've got a foul as Gervis threw a pass over to the right side. A foul called on Maria Dentlinger. That'll be the first on Dentlinger. Just the second foul against Northwest in the third quarter. 2:04 to play in the third. 33-27, the lead for Quincy. In the left corner, the inbound to Winstreyer. Lobs it out to Menemeyer, top of the key. Back to the left side, Winstreyer. Now to Cunningham. With the crossover, still stuck top of the key. Williams right there defensively. Out to Gervis. Over to the right side, Cunningham. Cunningham with a crossover. Again, cut off by Williams. On to the left side, Gervis. Gervis starts the drive, stops, shot, good. Left side for Kara Gervis, 5 points for her. And it's a 35-27 lead for Quincy. 1:37 to play in the third quarter. Taylor Scholl with it on the right sideline. To Williams between the circles. On to the left side, Smith. Back to Williams. Over to the right for Scholl. Inside Mustaine, and Mustaine hits the layup. We've seen some nice passes into Shelby Mustaine, and she is finishing them off with layups. 9 points for Mustaine. Back to a six-point game. Quincy with the lead in the basketball. On the left side, Winstreyer. Swings around right for Cunningham. Back top of the key. Gervis with the floater from the free throw line. Good for Kara Gervis. Buckets on back-to-back trips down the floor for Gervis. 37-29, Quincy's lead. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Scholl with it on the right side. Now to Williams between the circles. On to the left for Smith. Skip across right for Scholl. Taylor looks inside for Mustaine and said skips it back left for Smith. Inside to Dentlinger. Bobbles it. Picks it up out to Smith. To Williams, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Left side, Smith. Skip across to Scholl. Right side. Drives down to the baseline. Stops. Jumper from 8. In and out. No good. Rebound tipped out toward the baseline. And controlled by Megan Winstreyer for Quincy. 8-point lead for the Hawks. 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. Over to the right side. Cunningham leaves it on the wing for Winstreyer. Top of the key, it goes to Menemeyer. On to the left side for Edom. Top of the key, Gervis. Over to the right for Cunningham. Cunningham back up top, this time for Winstreyer. Three on the way is good. Megan Winstreyer with her first points of the night. Brings it back to an 11-point lead for Quincy. At midcourt, Williams cannot get a shot off at the end of the third quarter. So it's 40-29, Quincy with a lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
40-29, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. About to start the fourth quarter here at Bearcat Arena. If you're just tuning in to a women's game for the first time, that's right. They have gone to quarters this year. 4 10-minute quarters, to be exact. Northwest with the basketball. Benson out top tries to fire a pass inside to Tanya Meyer. Meyer draws a foul. That'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter for either team. Foul is on Sarah Schumacher. That's her first.
I can see Northwest regaining a bit of momentum that they had in the third quarter before Quincy went on a 7-2 run to end the quarter. But it'd be nice to see Northwest kind of regain some of that as they really did a good job getting back in the ballgame.
Meyer takes a pass inside, out to Benson, left side, tried to drive baseline, cut off. Top of the key for Schechinger. Schechinger into the lane, a jumper from 14, good for Timber Schechinger. 13 for Schechinger, 40-31. Quincy with the lead of the basketball, 9:30 to play. Out between the circles and the dribble, Selena Barnes saw limited action in the first half, picked up a couple of quick fouls. And now, after Winstreyer takes the pass and brings it top of the key, draws a hand check foul against Taylor Scholl. That'll be the first on Scholl, first against Northwest in the fourth quarter. So Quincy will inbound, far sideline. Comes into Barnes. Looks it between the circles for Gervis. Now to the right side, Ruzovic. Top of the key, Barnes. Back to the left side. This time Gervis with it. Trying to drive, throws it away. Schechinger knocks it to Bailey Smith, who picks up the loose ball. Ahead to Meyer. Meyer down the lane. Shot good for Tanya Meyer. That's four for Meyer. 40-33. Quincy with a lead over Northwest. Inside 9 minutes to play. Pass to the left side. Bobbled by Winstreyer. Goes out of bounds off of Winstreyer. Great hustle by Taylor Scholl to force that out of bounds off of Winstreyer. And Northwest Missouri State will get it back. That's the 14th turnover of the night. Excuse me, 15th turnover of the night against Quincy. Northwest with 14. Over to the right side, Scholl. Inside to Meyer. Shot off the glass. No, won't go. Schechinger fights for the board. Gets it out to Smith. To Benson, top of the key on the drive. Schechinger, left corner, three. Off the front of the rim, won't go. And a rebound in the lane to Winstreyer for Quincy. It's the outlet to Selena Barnes. A 7-point game. Quincy with a lead over Northwest. 8:25 to play. On the left wing. Ruzovic looks inside, gets it there to Schumacher. Out top of the key, Winstreyer. On to the right for Gervis. Inside Schumacher. Squares up, working against Meyer. Throws it back out top. Gervis with it there. Excuse me, Winstreyer. Drive, shot off the glass. Good for Megan Winstreyer. That's five for Winstreyer. 42-33, Quincy's lead over Northwest. 8 minutes to go. Benson on to the left side for Scholl. Back to Benson. On to the right, Smith. Bailey Smith puts it on the floor once to Benson, top of the key. Inside to Meyer. Meyer up with a shot, no good, but she draws a foul. And Tanya Meyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Rachel Ruzovic called for her first foul. Second against Quincy in the fourth quarter. And Meyer to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She hit both free throw attempts she had up in South Dakota last weekend. And hits the first of two here. Had a career-high 22 points against Sioux Falls last weekend. And in that game, just 21 minutes worth of action. Second free throw for Meyer, also good. So she hits both, 6 points for Tanya Meyer. Timeout Northwest, 7:49 to play. 42-35, Quincy with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 1 minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Back to Bearcat Arena, 42-35. Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. 7:49 to play in the ballgame here at Bearcat Arena. Bearcat men in action on the road tomorrow night. They travel to Augustana in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We'll have that game for you along the Bearcat Radio Network starting at 6:40 tomorrow night. Quincy will have the ball coming out of the timeout. And it'll be Selena Barnes bringing it up the floor for the Hawks. Met by Benson between the circles. Over to the right side, Ruzovic. Into the corner, it goes to Webster. Webster, Brusevich, now to Barnes, left side. And we've got a whistle away from the ball. This will go against Northwest. Tanya Meyer picks up her first foul. Second against the Cats in the quarter.
Tanya Meyer, that's her first foul. Second team foul for the Bearcats.
So the inbound for Quincy, baseline left. Barnes, into the left corner, a three on the way from Webster, no good. Benson, good position inside, gets the board for Northwest. Tried to go ahead to Meyer, couldn't thread the needle. The ball taken back by Kara Gervis for Quincy. Gervis across midcourt, now between the circles for Barnes. On to the left side, Webster, one dribble for her. Skips it over to the right for Barnes on the wing. Barnes with a couple of dribbles, now gets it inside for Webster. Over to the left, a three-pointer on the way from Winstrier, and it's good. Megan Winstrier with her second three of the night. Winstrier with a total of 8 points, and it's a 45-35 lead for Quincy. 6:55 to go. Benson between the circles for Northwest. Brings it left side to Scholl on the wing. That's Taylor. Now inside to Meyer. Meyer up with the shot, and that's a good, tough shot there by Tanya Meyer. Knocks it down. She has 8 points. 45-37 Quincy. They'll push it up the floor. Ruzovich. Guarded by Smith as she expires the dribble. Now to Barnes. Over to the left wing. Drive by Webster. Double clutch shot. In and out. No good. Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. Benson will take the outlet. Bring it across midcourt. Now over to the left side. Taylor Scholl with it on the wing. One dribble for her to Smith between the circles. On to the right for Benson. Benson with it on the wing. Still holding on to it, now puts it on the floor. Goes right through a double team, but the layup no good. Rebound tip. Meyer comes up with it, and she's going to be called for an offensive foul. Her momentum carried her into a collision, and unfortunately, that good hustle by Tanya Meyer is going to cost her her second foul.
Yeah, it is very unfortunate. She did a very good job of not just automatically feeling that the shot prior to that was going to go down. She got herself into a position to go through the lane and pick up a rebound, but again, just a little bit out of her control scoring through the lane, gets called for the offensive foul, but still, good job of hustle and almost turned into a great play for her.
Shelby Mustaine back into the ball game for Northwest. Three team fouls against the Bearcats in the fourth quarter, two against Quincy. Just over 6 minutes to play in the game across midcourt. Cunningham works it on to the right side for Annika Webster. Webster on the wing, guarded by Mustaine. Started a drive, cut off, down to the baseline for Ruzovich. Ruzovich tried to go inside with a pass. Mustaine knocking it away from Webster, but will be called for the foul. Actually, it looks like they called it on Benson. Nope. It was Mustaine. I just missed seeing a finger on the official. Three fouls on Shelby Mustaine. Four against Northwest in the fourth quarter. Inbound on the baseline right from Cunningham. Out to the right side, Winstrier. Looking inside. Gets the bounce pass there to Gervis. Gervis trying to square up against Meyer. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Webster. Webster to the top of the key. Gervis again. And Gervis travels to the basketball. Now they'll get it back to the Cats with 5:39 to play. 45-37, Quincy with the lead. Macy Williams and Jasmine Howe both check into the lineup for Northwest. Benson and Taylor Scholl to the sideline. An 8-point game. Quincy on top. Northwest Missouri State, though, with an opportunity to build on that lead, or rather dig into that lead. Williams with it out between the circles. Bearcats have not led in this one. Top of the key, Williams on the drive. Kicks it to Smith in the corner. Faked left. Tried to go right. Got called for the travel. And that will give it back to Quincy. Northwest with 17 turnovers in this game. 16 for Quincy. 5:18 to go, 45-37, Quincy on top. Winstrier with it on the right wing, guarded by Howe to the top of the key for Webster. On to the left, Ruzovich. Now back up top, Gervis. Over to the right side, Cunningham. She's on the wing with it. Back top of the key, Winstrier. Over to the right. Webster skips it across left. Gervis tries to drive, stops, 15-footer up, no good. Mustaine with a rebound for Northwest. Gives it up to Williams. She'll bring it up the right side of the floor. 4:50 to go. Northwest down by 8. On to Smith on the right sideline. To Mustaine. Inside to Meyer. Knocked away from behind. But a foul call against Kara Gervis will be her second. Third against Quincy with 4:40 to go. Macy Williams will inbound for Northwest. 45-37, Quincy's lead. Williams to the right side for Smith. Back to Williams in the corner. Looks inside, drives baseline, bump. This will go against Maggie Cunningham. That'll be her third. It's the fourth team foul against Quincy, so from here on out, we'll see two free throws for pretty much every foul, unless there's a made basket. And, of course, we see one. Nakia Edom checks back in for Quincy. Edom will take the place of Maggie Cunningham. Cunningham had a great first half for Quincy, but hasn't seen as much action here in this second half. Williams looking to inbound. Lobs it out to Smith near midcourt. Haley Smith trying to set the offense. Gives it up for Williams. And Williams works with it between the circles against Nakia Edom. Over to the left for Howe. Got a screen from Mustaine. Over to the right, Meyer. Out on the arc. Gives it to Williams. Williams gets a screen. Goes on a drive. Tried to fire it down to Meyer, and it overthrows Tanya Meyer and goes out of bounds. Thought maybe for a second it might have been tipped, but it goes back to Quincy, the 18th turnover of the game for Northwest.
Yeah, turnovers really for both teams in this one. And fortunately, that time, turnover at a time when Northwest needs to take advantage of each offensive opportunity that they have.
Over to the left side on the wing, Winstrier to the top of the key. It's a Ferusovic. Now back to the left side. A drive by Webster. Shot off the glass. Too strong. Rebound tipped out to the free throw line, and Quincy controls. Under 4 minutes to go. Edom between the circles. On to the left side for Webster. Webster to the top of the key for Gervis. Right side, Winstrier. Inside pass to Webster. As she tries to drive, she draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line for two. Shelby Mustaine picks up her fourth. Monica Webster, 2 of 2 at the line tonight. And she'll get two opportunities here. And while the officials have a quick chat, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And there may be a change in the foul call here, which is a good thing, because that'll be the second on Bailey Smith instead of the fourth on Shelby Mustaine. So Mustaine will stay with three. And a first of two free throws is good for Annika Webster. Webster with 8 points tonight. Timber Schechinger and Arbery Benson back into the game for Northwest. Smith and Meyer to the sideline. 3:45 to play, 46-37. Quincy with a lead over Northwest. And a second free throw, no good, but a rebound and follow is good for Rachel Rusevic for Quincy. 48-37, the lead for the Hawks over Northwest Missouri State. Benson with it on the right side for the Bearcats. One dribble for her to Mustaine between the circles. Takes a dribble to the top of the key. Now on to the left for Howe. Howe goes on the drive, tries to go up with a runner, draws a foul, and Jasmine Howe heads to the free throw line for two. This one will go on Megan Winstrier. That'll be the second on Winstrier. Now to the line for the first time tonight for Northwest. Howe hit all four free throw attempts she had last weekend up in South Dakota. And her first one here is good. And a second free throw coming for the junior out of Millicent, Australia, is good. So she hits both free throws and a timeout for Northwest. 3:25 to play, 48-39, Quincy's lead over the Northwest women. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
48-39, Quincy with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women with 3:25 to play. Quincy will have the ball out of the timeout as well. Don't forget Bearcat men's basketball tomorrow night, 6:40, the pregame show before the Bearcat men take on the top-ranked team in the land, Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Maggie Cunningham double-teamed in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline to Webster over to the right side, Edom. Back out to Cunningham. Coach Michael Smith telling his team to step up the pressure, and now Cunningham tripped up as she dribbles on the right side. Benson knocks her to the floor, so that'll be the second on Aubrey Benson. And two free throws coming up for Maggie Cunningham. She is one of one at the line tonight. Converted on a three-point play back in the first half. If I'm not mistaken, that may have been how the scoring started tonight. I think that was the first points of the ball game. And her first free throw here is good. That was how the ball game got started. Second free throw coming up for Cunningham. 11 points tonight for her. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good. So Cunningham remains perfect at the line. 12 points for her, 50-39, the lead for Quincy. 3:05 to go. Schechinger on to the left side for Howe. Howe goes on the drive, up with the runner off the glass, no good, and Mittermeier with the rebound on the backside for Quincy.
Northwest really needs to make each possession count right now, and unfortunately can't afford to give up a shot like that. Those are the type of shots that need to go down.
Coach Smith is trying to get his team to come up and double-team the ball out near midcourt, but they're just not paying attention. Edom with it top of the key. Over to the right side on the wing for Webster. Tries to drive, nearly threw it away, but Edom picks up the loose ball. Seven on the shot clock. Edom between the circles. On to the left side, crosses over, back to the free throw line. Bounce pass, Mittermeier, fade away at the shot clock buzzer, no good. Rebound and follow won't go for Webster. This time, Howe comes out of there with it for Northwest. Ahead to Macy Williams. Coach Smith telling him to hurry up as Williams goes in the lane. Up with the runner, no good. Ball knocked away, but a foul call against Rachel Ruzovic. It'll be her second, and it will send Macy Williams to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Coach Jenny Garber having a word with the official that made the foul call. Not in agreement with the foul call by any means. First of two free throws for Williams is no good. 2:14 to go, 50-39, Quincy's lead over the Northwest women. Kara Gervis back in the lineup for the Hawks, takes the place of Annika Webster. Second free throw is good for Williams. So she hit one of two. And for Northwest, Tanya Meyer back in the lineup will take the place of Shelby Mustaine. Bearcats in full court pressure with 2:14 to go, down by 10. Inbound to Cunningham. Holds on to it for a moment. Now we'll dribble it up the right side of the floor. Double team comes her way. Ahead to Ruzovic. Ruzovic out to Edom. Top of the key. Edom will dribble it over to the left side. Puts it on the wing. Gervis back to Edom. Edom trying to avoid a foul from Howell, but can't. And so Edom will go to the free throw line for Howell. That's her third foul. That's another thing to think about with the new rules and everything, is how coaches will play the end of ball games will likely change when you're into two free throw attempts a lot quicker and trying to decide when to start fouling opponents and things like that will probably be tweaked a little. First of two free throws, good for Nakia Edom.
Yeah, I think there's going to be an adjustment period really for the first month or two of the season for all coaches involved with this.
Taylor Scholl back in the game, takes the place of Aubrey Benson. Used to be, at least for a couple of fouls, you could foul somebody and hope they missed the front end of the one and one and only got one attempt, but that not an option anymore. Second free throw for Edom is good. She hits both, 52-40, Quincy's lead with 2 minutes to play. Annika Webster back on the floor for Quincy. Takes the place of Mittermeier as they get some ball handlers and free throw shooters on the floor. Right side, Macy Williams. Dribbles down to the baseline with it, spins, kicks it out for Schechinger. On to the left side, Scholl. Scholl drives up with the runner, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Meyer. Meyer spins in the lane, the ball knocked out of her hands, and the loose ball picked up by Cunningham. Then Meyer with a little shove on Cunningham to commit the foul and stop the clock. That'll be the third foul on Tanya Meyer. And Maggie Cunningham goes to the free throw line for two. Cunningham, 3 of 3 at the line, 12 points. She's leading Quincy in scoring tonight. Deborah Schechinger right now with 13 points, the highest score in the game. Cunningham's first free throw will tie that. She now has 13.
Free throw is one of the big differences in this game. Quincy getting to the line more frequently and taking advantage of it with only two misses at the line this season, this evening.
Second free throw from Cunningham is good. She stays perfect at the line. 14 points. That's the lead for Quincy with 1:34 to go. Williams to Schechinger. On to the left side, Scholl. Scholl between the circles for Meyer. On to the right side to Howe. Howe on the wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Picks up that dribble. Leaves it out for Williams. Williams on the drive. Gets cut off. Brings it up to Scholl. Throws it away. Rusevich comes up with a steal for Quincy with 1:15 to go. Now to Edom out in the center circle. She'll draw a foul on Meyer. So Nakia Edom will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That'll be the fourth on Tanya Meyer.
Right now, Quincy 14 of 16 at the free throw line. And they're up 14 over Northwest right now.
Two attempts coming for Edom. It is 2 of 2 for Meyer. And she hits the first. Second free throw coming up for Edom. And that one is on the way and good. She rattled that one down. 4 points all coming at the free throw line for Nakia Edom tonight. Lauren Gronewald and Sarah Schumacher check in for Quincy. Webster and Gervis to the sideline for the Hawks. 1:13 to play. 56-40. Quincy's lead over Northwest Missouri State's women. Cross midcourt. Williams on to the left side. Tried to get it to Howe, who is knocked to the floor by Maggie Cunningham. And that'll be the fourth foul on Cunningham. And actually, they've got five on Cunningham. So she will be done. Alexa Schaff checks into the lineup for Northwest. Selena Barnes into the game for Quincy. Sierra Young also checks in. And Jasmine Howe at the free throw line, where she is 2 of 2. First free throw here is good. Second free throw coming her way. That one is up and also good. 6 points tonight for Jasmine Howe, 56-42, Quincy's lead over Northwest. Just over a minute to play here at Bearcat Arena as Sierra Young brings it across midcourt. On to the left side for Barnes. Barnes has it knocked off of her leg, trying to chase it down. Just does get there before Macy Williams, and then Williams called for a foul. That'll be the second on Macy Williams. And it will send Selena Barnes to the free throw line to shoot two. 54 seconds to play in this home opener for the Northwest Missouri State women. First free throw by Barnes is good. Two players with one miss at the free throw line. Everybody else for Quincy is perfect. Barnes trying to stay that way and does. 2 of 2 at the line. Both of her points coming from there. 58-42, Quincy's lead. Northwest Missouri State with a basketball. Williams on the left side. Spins, brings it over to Howe. Lobs it into Meyer. Meyer goes up with the shot. No good. And the rebound for Lauren Gronewald for Quincy. Gives it up to Barnes with 36 seconds to go. Barnes across the timeline. Now dribbling with it between the circles. Works it over to the right side. Rusevich looks inside. Gets it there to Schumacher. Kick out to the wing. Young. Sierra Young with a couple of dribbles. Out between the circles with it. Looking to go back to the right. Does so to Barnes. 6 on the shot clock. Barnes drives. One-handed pass to Rusevich. Up with a jumper. It's off the back of the rim. Howe will chase down the rebound for Northwest with 10 seconds to play. Howe across the timeline. Over to Schechinger. Schechinger on the drive. The layup on the right side. Good for Timber Schechinger. 58-44 will be our final as Quincy comes away with a win over Northwest Missouri State. Northwest falls to 0-3 on the season, while Quincy will move to 3-0. Oh, yeah, timeout before we go to our post game. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Back at 2:30 right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network 83. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or PitsAutoBody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Missouri State women drop a 58-44 decision to Quincy tonight. And John, I think we saw in this game a lot of the signs of what Coach Smith is talking about in terms of the process and the future of this team. A lot of good things out of this team, just not enough points here tonight.
Yeah, they just really the first half in particular just struggled offensively. They were getting some good looks. Ball just wasn't going down. They only had 11 points at the end of the first half. And really in spurts there in the second half played very good basketball, but just couldn't keep up that consistency the rest of the way. And it was a case where Quincy was able to pull away and come up with a win. But I think another key stat to talk about, both teams were fairly close as far as turnovers go in this game. Northwest committed 19 and Quincy 16, but the big difference was Quincy took advantage of the Bearcat turnovers. They scored 25 points off of Northwest turnovers. Northwest just scored 6 points off of Quincy turnovers tonight.
58-44, our final score as Northwest Missouri State falls to Quincy University. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings. Furnishings.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131 in store at 5th and Buchanan or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens up at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
The Postgame Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena. Quincy comes away with a win over Northwest Missouri State's women tonight, 58-44. Bearcats fall to 0-3 on the young season as Quincy remains unbeaten at 3-0. And one thing we talked about on the pregame, John, is this would be a good kind of measuring stick type of game for this year's Northwest team because so many players for Quincy are back from a year ago. But this year's Northwest team played much better against Quincy.
Hey, yeah, they certainly did. Now, score-wise, you know, before the half, where Northwest struggled offensively, they really struggled a bit there. But still, they're running their offense much better than they were a year ago against the Quincy team. And then in the second half, there was a stretch where Northwest really had things moving. They just couldn't keep that consistency the rest of the way. But I think as this team begins to get more floor time together, you'll start to see the turnovers cut down, and you'll start to see the ball coming through the hoop a little bit more as they really get their offense a little bit more refined.
Northwest Missouri State winning with a loss, 58-44 to Quincy tonight. Back with our extra effort award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NW-AV.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
The Postgame Report, supported by Championship Motors.
Back to Bearcat Arena after a 58-44 loss for the Northwest Missouri State women to Quincy. It is time for our extra effort award, and John, looking toward one of the two seniors on the Bearcat roster tonight.
Timber Schechinger played very well this evening, 7 of 10 from the field as she knocked down a three-pointer in the ballgame, came down with 4 rebounds, a total of 15 points, had 3 assists as well, and just an overall good game for Timber Schechinger, and hopefully that's we'll see more of that as the season goes along in her senior season.
Timber Schechinger, the extra effort award from tonight. 9 points for Shelby Mustaine, 8 points for Tanya Meyer to go along with 8 rebounds for Northwest as well. Maggie Cunningham led Quincy with 14 points. We're back with more from Bearcat Arena right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
The Postgame Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out to Bearcat Arena. Quincy with a win, 58-44 over Northwest Missouri State tonight. Joining us now is Northwest women's coach Michael Smith. And, Coach, a lot of encouraging things out of this game tonight.
You know, regardless of the overall score, if I would have never looked at the scoreboard, I would have thought that we would have been ahead by 5 or 6.
Yeah.
As hard as we played defensively. I told those kids, we couldn't throw it in the ocean, don't get me wrong, in the first half. But I've never had a team since I've been in Northwest play as hard defensively as that team did tonight. And I mean that. I mean, every kid was locked in defensively. Did they hit some big threes? Yes, they did at certain times. But again, when you look on their roster, they're upperclassmen compared to our youngins.
Yeah.
That says something. Because again, it's experience, like you and I talked about. Until we get, you know, as much experience, a game day experience as possible, we're going to continue to, you know, take a possession off here or there or whatever. You know, it was unfortunate offensively in the first half that we did. I really felt like our kids, I know our kids wanted it. I mean, I could see it in their eyes. It's just almost like they were trying to make a play before they caught a ball.
Yeah.
Or, you know, our free throws.
Yeah.
In the first half. But I'm really, really proud of just our defensive effort, because if we would have not showed up defensively, it would have been a 30-point game. It would have. So I definitely think there's something to build on. We, you know, we depend on a couple of kids that score for us, a couple of kids in our program, and if they don't do that, we struggle.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, Tanya Meyer's got to be ready to play basketball. I mean, you think coming off a 22 or a 20 game that you just be riding high in confidence, and right now I look at her and she's like, I don't even know what to say to her, because I know if I say just the one wrong word, it'll get even worse, you know.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
the kid to death, but I don't know what to say to her.
Yeah.
We count on her. We do. And but it is what it is.
It seemed like in the first half, you talked about not being able to hit shots, but it seemed like there was a lot done to get shots. There was a lot done to get to that point. The ball just wasn't going through the rim.
Coach Shield said that. He goes, because I looked at him, I go, what do I need to do? He goes, Coach, we can't put it in the hole for him.
Yeah.
He goes, our offense is great. What you're calling, what we're running, we're getting good looks. It's just, we got to convert. Yeah. You know, we just got to convert on it. And we did. I mean, everything that we talked about defensively at halftime, we put into play in the third quarter. We just played tough. Everything that we put in, just the play out of the blue at halftime, and they ran it to a tee, and that's what pulled it to single digits. I mean, so our kids are smart kids.
Yeah.
They pick up on things, you know, which is good. I like, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you love that. You just need to get some more experience.
Yeah. I think tonight proved one thing that you and I talked about in the pregame show. We talked about the process and that your starting point for that process this year is a lot further along. And I thought this was a good measuring stick because you're seeing a lot of the same players from Quincy with another year experience that you saw last year
mm-hmm.
and played a much better game against that same team
mm-hmm.
this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about that. I mean, you know, it's – so I know. You know, I just told our kids we got to get ready. Tomorrow's practice is the most important. We can't have our daubers down because we got to go on the road and play at Rockhurst, which if anybody's been to Rockhurst Gym, that yeah. itself takes you out of
– yeah.
That just – zaps you, you know, being in that facility. So, and they've already beat UMKC Division I exhibition game this year. So it's not going to be anything easy for us. And I hope our kids are up to the challenge because I sure enjoyed watching them fight defensively tonight because this last weekend I didn't see anything like that. So I know we've made progress. We've learned from the film. You know, I don't have to break down this film into 90 clips like I did from Sioux Falls game, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
My wife's glad, too. as much as a loss hurts, I feel pretty good because I know it's there. Our people, our fans saw it. It's there. We have the tools. We have the personnel. We have the depth. Now we just got to put it all together, and that's just going to take a little time.
All right, Coach, we'll catch up with you Saturday.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, our final score tonight, 58-44. Quincy with the win over the Northwest women. We're back to wrap it up after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville, A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at Bearcat Arena, where Northwest Missouri State's women's basketball team loses to Quincy tonight 58-44 to fall to 0-3 on the season, but they'll get back on the horse this weekend as they travel down to Rockhurst. You heard Coach mention that just a moment ago. That's a 1 o'clock ball game in Kansas City on Saturday afternoon. We'll have it for you along the Bearcat Radio Network, getting started at 12:40 on Saturday afternoon. Our next basketball broadcast comes your way tomorrow evening. The Northwest Missouri State men take on the top-ranked team in the nation, Augustana College, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's a 7 o'clock tip. In Sioux Falls will be on the air at 6:40 with a pregame show along the Bearcat Radio Network tomorrow night. So again, our final score, the Northwest women with the loss to Quincy University, 58-44. For John Coffey, I'm Matt Gorder. So long from Bearcat Arena.